The alabaster jar is the world. So if you didn't know already, my wife and I are expecting a child very soon. A little girl. We have been really excited and busily preparing our home for the impending arrival of this new life. And in these past few months, I've had a lot of time to think about the world that my daughter will be brought into. And here's the thing. There are some negatives that I am seeing in our world. The first is something that has been bantered across political spectrums, the discrepancy of pay for the same work, that women on average are paid 22% less than men are for the same thing. Being a soccer fan, I have seen this most evident with the U.S. women's national soccer team fighting in the courts to see equal pay as the men's players. Which, to be honest, shouldn't be a hard thing since they've won three World Cups and the men have won none. As many of you may also know, I follow Twitter pretty well. Twitter seems to be where I get most of my news these days, and I follow a lot of women journalists. Many of them happen to be journalists in the game industry and in the tech industry because, having worked for Apple, I still have this kind of techie geek thing in the back of my brain. But in that sphere of recent, there have been some really ugly attacks being leveled against women in tech. Some horrible and hurtful things being said on the internet in ways that have actually gotten people, women, fired. Hate has gotten people fired. And then there's the recent news about the Stanford swimmer. And I look at that and I go, how am I going to bring a baby girl into this world knowing that one in every two women experiences some form of sexual violence? That's hard to take as an expectant father. And so I start to question whether it's actually good to bring my daughter into this world. The alabaster jar contains hope. Luckily, I am married to an amazingly strong woman. Luckily, I have had the joy of experiencing strong women in my life, from my mother to teachers to professors to seminary professors, to women that I have had the joy of working for as a pastor. Those beautiful people give me inspiration. But they've also opened my eyes to the barriers that they face in this world. That the things that are hindrances for them to just be seen as equal with the male counterparts. I was taught by my mother to dream big, to see anything as possible, to become whatever I want. And I want those same opportunities for my daughter. And I'm starting to see that maybe the world needs to be shaped to welcome my daughter. The alabaster jar contains goodness. It's interesting to think about the idea of shaping the world and changing the conversation, because Jesus saw that 2,000 years ago. He saw that the demographics in the community were not equal. He saw that women were often outcast or shed apart from the community, especially if they were sinners, especially if they were widows. And Jesus said, no, I am going to create a community where they are welcome, where they are included, where these women will be on the same level as my disciples, where these women will actually be the first to see me in the resurrected form. Jesus knew and saw an equal community, a loving community, a welcoming community, a truly inclusive community. And Luke, the author of today's passage, recognized that to truly see that inclusive community, to see that welcoming community, we cannot just say that we're that way, or just assume it. We actually have to do it and make it explicit. The alabaster jar is freedom. We cannot just assume, as modern Christians, that the world is equal. We cannot just assume that because we're seeing the changes, that we're seeing the first major political party nominate a woman for president, that the world has drastically changed. There are still limitations. There is still hurt and pain. There are still things that are not equal. We have to stop blaming victims for the aggression of assailants. We have to recognize that what we think are level playing grounds are actually, in fact, skewed towards one perspective. We have to stop saying that a woman needs to be like a man in order to be a leader. we have to celebrate the power of each individual to be who they are and to let them be who they are and to celebrate that. Because Jesus did that. He welcomed individuals from all different walks of lives into his community. He let people preach. He welcomed the voice of the outsider to be present. And Jesus saw a better world. He saw the new kingdom. He saw where we were all together, truly equal, truly loved, truly free, and truly blessed. The alabaster jar is God's love and forgiveness. Each day that we work to make our world more inclusive, to make it better for women and young girls and all people, we empty out that alabaster jar in thankfulness for the grace of God. The grace that God has given us each and every day. Jesus Christ has said, "You are forgiven. Now open up to the freedom of God and change the world." Amen.